Learn Programming, the Philosophy of Syntax, for hikers, thinkers, and the visually impaired. Let us begin with a small, gentle truth. Programming languages don't hide their secrets. In fact, they are shockingly direct. You don't need symbols, tags, or strange markup to do the math. You simply say 2 + 2. Just like that. No mystery. In JavaScript, this is written as number 2, space, plus sign, space, number 2. And it just works, just like you would say it out loud. Try multiplication. Use an asterisk. Number 2, space, asterisk, space, number 2. Division. Number 2, forward slash, where the top is pointing forward, followed by space and the number 2. It's natural, like talking to the machine and being understood. Now, here is where it starts to feel like real power. You can take the result of that math and store it. Give it a name, keep it, reuse it. To do that, you need a special word, a keyword. In this case, the word is let. We say let x equal sign 2 plus sign 2. This says let the variable named x be equal to 2 plus 2. Let x equal 4. Keywords like let are built into the language. They're part of the language's soul. They act like traffic signs. Clear, simple instructions that help both humans and machines understand what is happening. Let us pause here. Why do programming languages even need keywords? Because without them, everything would be chaos. Imagine reading a road map with no signs, or trying to follow a conversation where every word means 10 different things. Keywords bring clarity. They are fixed, sacred words, memorized, standardized, and honored by the language processor itself. When you use let, you announce, this is the start of something being stored, both to humans and the machines. There are other keywords too, like const, C-O-N-S-T, which means this value should not change, and var, V-A-R, which is older and nowadays rarely used. But more important than what each keyword does is the deeper fact that keywords exist. That's the real lesson here. They are a kind of contract between humans and machines. They are traffic signs. Now, what about text? Not numbers, not code, but simple human words. In JavaScript, we use quotes to hold text. Why? Because if you typed hello world, the computer would panic. It would think hello was a variable. It would think world was another. And it wouldn't know what to do. So we wrap text in quotes, a clear signal that says, hey, this is not code. This is a string of letters, a sequence of letters. You can use single quotes, double quotes, or for something very special, backticks. Each has a purpose. Single quotes feel like something private, unchanging. Double quotes are more standard, used for general messages. Backticks, those unlock something magical. Backticks allow you to write multi-line text, and even more, they let you mix code inside your text. To do that, you use a symbol that starts with a dollar sign, followed by curly brackets, opening curly bracket and closing curly bracket. This means insert some code here. For example, backtick, hello, space, x, equal sign, dollar sign, open curly bracket, x, plus one, close curly bracket, close backtick. This will make your variable x add one to it and place it inside your string. If x was 4, the final message becomes hello space x equals 5. It's a small miracle, and it only works because we use clear, simple markers, backticks to show we're writing a string, and dollar followed by opening curly bracket and closing curly bracket to say this part is live. We are switching to code inside a string. Now, a quick note on punctuation. At the end of most lines, we write a semicolon. Why? Because it tells the language, this thought is complete. Move on. This is not always required in JavaScript, but it is a good habit, especially if you ever move to languages like C or C++, where it is required. Let's talk about brackets. Brackets are not decoration. They are structure. Program structure. Just like files and folders are structure. Your code is actually converted into a tree. The brackets create branches of a tree. Oh yes. Round brackets are used for parameters, extra info you give a command. Curly brackets are for bodies of code, chunks of logic that belong together. Curly brackets are huge. They define where your code begins and ends. They also define what variables are visible where. So when you say if open a round bracket x greater than sign 4 close round bracket open curly bracket close curly bracket, we are using the if keyword to introduce a condition, the round brackets to say what that condition is, x greater than 4, and the curly brackets to hold the code that runs if that condition is true. Even if the body is empty right now, the structure is pure philosophy. It says, here is a decision. Here is the logic behind it. Here is what happens next. Let's go deeper. Many programming languages have built-in keywords like let, if, or function. They are reserved, sacred. You can't use them to name your own variables or functions. That's part of the contract we mentioned earlier. It helps people, programmers, and machines process your code more easily. Now, here is where you become a creator. Let's talk about defining a function with the function keyword. A function is a reusable piece of logic, a custom command you invent. We use the keyword function. Then we give it a name called an identifier. Let's say we name it print. We want it to show a message on the screen. So we say function space print, open round bracket, text, close round bracket, open curly bracket, document.write, open round bracket, text, close round bracket, semicolon, close curly bracket. Here's what just happened. Function, our keyword, announcing a reusable block of code. Print, the name we chose. Open round bracket, text, close round bracket, a parameter. It's like a placeholder. Whatever we pass in will take its name. Open curly bracket, document.write, open round bracket, text, close round bracket, semicolon, close curly bracket. The body. It uses a built-in browser feature to display the message. Then we call it like this. Print, open round bracket, double quote, hello, space, world, close double quote, close round bracket, semicolon. Or print, open round bracket, double quote, welcome to the world of programming, double quote, close round bracket, semicolon. You have just taken your first step into programming, understanding the language of logic and clarity. This is a moment that can change your life, so here is an important instruction. Listen to this audio again, maybe 30 times. Each time you will understand a little bit more. Eventually, you will understand how to read source code. Keep a pencil in hand. Jot thoughts. Practice your function keyword and the brackets and the quotes. And never forget, you're not just learning a skill. You're learning a way to think. Welcome to the world of programming. Appendix. Hey AI, are you able to talk about the philosophy of JavaScript syntax? I'm presenting this through an audiobook, so we will not show any code. We just need a rational, clear, novice explanation of fundamentals of JavaScript syntax, where one thing stems from another. We would begin with the revelation that code supports operators without any special markup. You simply say 2 plus 2, or 2 times 2, or 2 divided by 2. Out of the box, we can assign results of an operator expression to a variable. But we must use a keyword. Keywords make programming code easier to process, and there aren't too many of them. For assigning to variable x, we will use the keyword let. It will assign the result of expression 2 plus 2 to variable x. Thus, we must say let x equals 2 plus 2. Keywords are things you memorize or write down. Without them, the source code of a program would not only be hard to process by a computer program, but also you would have trouble reading your own code. Keywords are traffic signs, basically. The let keyword allows us to announce variable declaration and say what kind of variable this is. When we use let, x can be changed. When we use const, x will be protected from change. There's also var, an older mechanism with less protection and slightly broader impact. When let and const were added to JavaScript, everyone pretty much stopped using var. But more than what a keyword does, focus on the fact that keywords exist, that they are powerful announcements that draw your attention and help programs process source code easier. We can also combine strings of letters, called strings, which, unlike numbers, must be in quotes, another mechanism that helps with processing source code. Without putting text in quotes, the program would just assume you misspelled keywords, and because spaces are important in programming languages, just saying hello world would make the source code processor see two things. You have to use quotes to announce that what you are writing is not code, but some kind of text. And you have to use quotes to tell the language processor where your text starts and where it ends. And as with let, const, and var, there are multiple text quotes. Single quote is vaguely agreed upon to hold text that does not really need any more processing. In other languages, you can't embed variables inside single quotes. That is not the case in JavaScript, but single quotes should symbolize something that will not change much. Double quotes are the normal mechanism. So you say open double quote, hello, space, world, and double quote again. And the code processor will see that as a single unit of text, called a string of letters. Up until a few years ago, you could not have multi-line text in your code. But now, you can use backticks as a quote, and you can have your multi-line fancy. More importantly, using backticks also allows you to mention other variables in your string, something not allowed in single or double quotes. But since you are inside a string, you will have to announce that you want to switch back to code from within text. To be clear, you will have to use a dollar sign and opening and closing curly brackets to mark the start and stop of your code in text. Dollar sign followed by curly brackets has been chosen to mark a code spot because it is unusual and historically has been used successfully. A dollar sign followed by a variable name could work, but the curly brackets, with their open bracket and closing bracket, allow you more than just referencing variables like x. They let you write code. It is well thought out. Now you can say let message equals open backtick hello world x equals dollar sign open curly bracket x plus 1 close curly bracket close backtick. So if your x is 4, you will print hello world x equals 5. As you put a code expression in your string. Outside of strings, all your statements like let x equals 2 plus 2 should end with a semicolon. That is mostly for code interpreter to eliminate guesswork. This is not always required, but good practice, especially since you may wish to switch to stricter languages like C or C++. Operator precedence can be changed by wrapping expressions in round brackets, like in math. But round brackets are a much bigger deal, and they are used in conjunction with curly brackets, usually prefixed by a keyword. Here, out in the raw code, the curly brackets represent a body and define variable scope. When using let in a body to define a variable x, that variable can only be referenced within that body. So the curly brackets are pretty much the most important kind of bracket. They allow you to nest your code in various ways. Round brackets, when paired with a keyword prefix, define parameters, and this is not a standard programming term. Parameters of whatever that keyword does. And the curly brackets that follow mark the body where all the work of the keyword takes place. In this example, we will use the keyword if as plainly as possible. The body defined by the curly brackets will be empty, so listen carefully. If, open round bracket, x greater than 4, close round bracket, open curly bracket, close curly bracket. So our if statement is given a parameter to configure it, which in this case is an expression that uses the greater sign operator. So the keyword is if. How it should operate is configured in the round brackets, and then we have the body, where the work takes place. Most programming languages have a preset list of keywords that actually spell out let, const, var, if, function, and several other. And there is a good reason for that. Because calling a function of a programming language uses the function name followed by round brackets with some parameters, formally called arguments in the case of function calls. So this gets confusing. When defining or calling built-in functions, the processor of the language will check if the word you use is a keyword. Languages won't let you use a special keyword for your own purposes. This again makes processing of source code easier. So, on the surface, it looks like you may be using a keyword. That is why there is a preset list written into the programming language itself. You need to understand that programmers like you are becoming right now write the code processors. They want them to be pleasant to code. They want them to be fast. And you are likely to build your own little programming language, even if just for playing around. So you're just going to have a list of keywords in your code to keep things simple. Let us learn a new keyword that is function. This keyword allows us to define reusable functions of any name in our code, except for keyword. We will define a function called print and paste in there a way to display text on the screen. It will be up to you to look up built-in functions and what features browsers bring to JavaScript. So we will just paste a code snippet into the body of our print function, and then call the function with any text we like as argument. We will use the keyword function followed by some name called an identifier to give the function a proper name. The name of a function is outside of the round brackets because it reads well and because the round brackets are used for something else. There, we define variables that are sent to the function. We will then create a body with curly brackets and paste in the magical code of document.write. Document is an object provided by a browser. Objects are just variables, and they are a way to group functions together. Here, we are referring to the write function of the web page document. Web pages are actually text documents. Text documents that have evolved to support interactivity. Fundamentally, they are just rich text documents. Why invent a web browser from scratch if you can base it on a word processor? WordStar, for example, was invented in 1978. The graphical browser is a baby by contrast. Mosaic browser was invented in 1993. The dot between document and write is a delimiter that helps the code processor understand that you are calling the write function of a document object. Objects can also be nested. In a program I'm writing right now, I have application.commander.history.undo, where undo is the function. Here, the history is an object nested in a commander object, which itself is nested in the application object. All of these objects have numerous functions specifically related to what they are for. Application, for example, has a stop function. To be correct, in the world of objects, or object-oriented programming, we refer to the function of an object as a method. Object-oriented programming, or OOP, is just a layer of abstraction, extremely convenient, but sometimes questionable. Questionable enough for us not to talk about OOP here at all, beyond the dot and what it is part of. So, we finally reach the part of this audio file that is almost holy. The part that changes the direction of your lifeline, that grants you a new superpower. One you will never be able to look away from. But there is one very important instruction that you must carry out. You have to re-listen to this text between 30 and 50 times. First few times with a pencil in hand. Let us create our print function now. Listen carefully. Function space print open round bracket text close round bracket open curly bracket document.write, open round bracket, text, close round bracket, semicolon, close curly bracket. We just created a new function in your JavaScript program by using the function keyword followed by function name and the name of a variable that will be populated when we make a call to this reusable function with an argument, which will be a string with some words in it. Let's call the print function now. This is a big deal. Please listen carefully. Print, open round bracket, open quote, hello world, close quote, close round bracket, semicolon. I have to repeat this to you. Because this changes all of the life ahead of you. Print, open round bracket, open quote. Welcome to the world of programming. Close quote, close round bracket, semicolon. Welcome to the world of programming.